This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, in Georgetown, in Washington, D.C., a supermarket which has come over time to be called the Social Safeway. More socializing than shopping, one gathers. Same kind of thing happens in other neighborhoods. Stores just get reputations. But a Kroger in Atlanta is hoping to change a rather ominous nickname that's been around for more than a decade. WABE's Michelle Alloy has the rebranding story.
Atlanta has a long tradition of naming its Kroger grocery stores. There's Disco Kroger because the store actually used to be a disco club. Hipster Kroger because it's in a trendy neighborhood and has a sizable organic section. Also Kosher Kroger because of its ties to the Jewish community. And then there's
the Murder Kroger.
Murder Kroger.
The Scary Kroger.
Likely named after a woman was shot and killed in the parking lot back in the early 90s. The store even inspired a song by the local band Attractive 80s Women.
It's a grocery store with a deadly twist. You get shot in the head for your shopping list. Murder Kroger.
We prefer our store called Beltline Kroger.
Glenn Jenkins is spokesperson for Kroger's Atlanta division. Recently, the Kroger in question held what it called a grand reopening to highlight some renovations.
We've made changes that include a bicycle pedestrian ramp that connects directly to the Beltline. There's new landscaping, new curbs and sidewalks.
Jenkins is talking about the Atlanta Beltline, a project that's turning old train lines to walking trails and eventually light rail that'll connect the sprawling city like never before. The Kroger is right next to it. And who wouldn't want to be associated with the Beltline? Project officials say since 2005, the Beltline has netted the city more than $1 billion in new private developments along the trails. And with it has come a new clientele near the Kroger, one that can afford $1,300 rents for a small studio apartment. But to Mac Williams, who wrote the song Murder Kroger, you don't get to choose a nickname.
It's just like if you're in junior high and you have a nickname you don't like and you try and give yourself another nickname. Like, none of your friends are going to call you by the new nickname that you came up with that you like.
Walking along the Beltline right by the grocery store, residents seemed more optimistic, pointing to the luxury apartments and new stores that have sprung up along the trail. Lisa Bengoa used to live by the grocery store and says she never felt safe walking near it.
So I guess if the community changes and the patrons change, I'm hoping for the best.
Manon Herzog is a brand specialist with Davis Brand Capital, which is headquartered in Atlanta.
You cannot just make the decision to call it something else and it will all go away. You will actually have to back it up with actions as well.
Herzog says it all depends on how the neighborhood develops and that Kroger's taken a good first step by trying to align itself with the Beltline. Whether or not the name change does stick, Atlantans will still have the song to hold on to. In Atlanta, I'm Michelle Alloy for Marketplace.